When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Well, fucking well, bitch. Well, fucking well. Well, fucking well, bitch. You know what we're not doing, honey? We're not on tour, bitch.
No, we're not. We're on vacation.
Honey.
Ooh, Christmas cookies?
Yes, we have
Christmas cookies?
We have an item on the menu called homemade cookies. And, you know, you want to know why they're homemade? Because David's mom bakes them, whatever she's feeling. Yum. And brings them down here.
They're beautiful.
You can buy homemade mom's cookies. I don't know. I don't see Paris Hilton doing that at the Hilton hotels. I don't see Ramada. I don't see Radisson Blue.
No,
bitch.
The Four Seasons.
How are they? What if they're like? What have you been into? And you're like, they are horrible though.
No, they're good. They're really good. They're also really pretty.
Ooh, I gotta say, I love this. I'm real happy for the. I'm real happy for them to let you finish. But I love when these are chocolate and peanut butter.
Okay.
I like these a lot.
The sugar cookie and white chocolate.
My hangover is just lifting. Finally.
I'm making a mess. Is that okay?
Yeah, I mean...
I'm gonna tell you.
Yeah. What about the fact that I just walked... There's a woman working on her computer. And she said hi to me when she walked in. And she wasn't in pink, which is the uniform, but I thought, maybe she's upper management. And I sat down next to her. I sat down next to her.
Upper management?
And I asked her how she's doing, and I asked her about the Wi-Fi access, and she was like, I think it's just guest access.
Yeah. By the way, I checked into room 3, and there are shitty towels in the bathroom.
Yeah, I walked up and said, I broke something in the Malibu, but can you, no. Well, here we are. We're in Palm Springs. I'm going to be honest. I thought it was going to be cold here.
It's hot.
It's hot, bitch.
And the pool is lovely, gal. The pool is lovely. We drove here. Can you talk about it? Can you talk about it for a minute? Because I imagine if I were you,
uh-huh.
I would have woken up and been like, okay, is this fucking bitch going to kill me in her car? Like, and that would have been a very real, very, like, very, like, reasonable fear.
Oh, can I be honest?
Yeah.
I thought that.
Of course you did.
I wasn't joking to myself.
No.
This is how we die?
I thought about that for the whole week.
And then I thought, what
the
if she's...
The whole week.
I thought, what if she's not doing so well?
Exactly.
And then she drives me.
She shows up 2 sheets to the wind or whatever.
And then she drives me. Yeah. And then I lose a leg and she feels bad forever.
Yeah.
And then she spirals, you know.
Do you know what I thought? This is where I went last night when I was like, I'm going to go to bed early and I'm going to wake up early and be refreshed. I had breakfast. I was like, did all the things because I was like, I'm not going to kill this person in my car.
But if it was just you?
Oh, it doesn't matter. Whatever.
Drunk.
It's fine. But I thought, I was like, okay, what's going to happen is we're going to get into a, twisted metal flames accident and I'm going to survive. And they're going to do a toxicology report and then you're dead and your family's, the whole family's going to sue me.
Mary.
And then
Mary.
Hello. Hello. Hi.
No, Mary.
How are you?
This whole thing played out in my head.
I know.
The toxicology report.
I know. I'm no dummy. And I was like, I've been thinking about it every day for a week. I was thinking, is it a compliment? Is it an honor to have the trust of somebody? Or are they so reckless with their life that they would trust it with mine? You know what I mean? So,
no, but, I thought, you know what? I thought cars are really sophisticated now. Like, they're self-driving. I thought she could show up, Sybil, and like, we could still make it there.
Like, my
reasonably.
Hands would even get to the wheel.
Yeah, Jeff Bezos? Was that the guy who owns
Elon
Tesla?
Musk?
Elon Musk?
Yeah.
Mary, he's driving your car.
Yeah, right.
He's got one hand on Twitter.
He's going to...
One hand on the wheel of your car. Elon, take the wheel.
But I did fine.
You did a great job. Yeah. You have a beautiful car. Can we say it's a Range Rover?
I think so. It's not one of them fancy ones. One of them poor ones.
It's a poor one.
Yeah.
It's a smaller one. It's nice. I mean, not to be somebody who hasn't driven in a while, the screen... Big fancy.
Every car has a
72-inch home theater system.
It's crazy, but I don't, because I'm like I'm like analog. Like I'm, like I said, I was like, I'm looking back if I'm going in reverse.
You're doing this?
Yeah, I'm doing that.
Okay.
But you don't do that anymore. You look at the screens, and then I can't trust the computer, and then everything's on a computer, and I'm like, I don't want to, whatever. But it's, you know,
makes
catch
me think
up with the times.
Have you ever seen Tangerine?
Mm-mm.
There's that. It's a film about sex workers.
Oh yeah, shot on an iPhone or something, or a banana.
I forget. It's shot on like a phone, yeah. And it's, some of it is, let's say, sex workers, probably maybe trans-identifying sex workers.
Okay.
And this girl, she gets picked up by this guy, and they're going through a car wash for the sex act. And the scene is shot from the back seat, and you see their silhouettes, and like the car wash starts, and you think, oh, she's a hooker. She's gonna suck his cock. You better believe that, like, bald fucker sucks her dick while she just sits there in the car wash like this.
Working at the car wash.
While Rolls Royce plays.
You might not ever get it.
You suck dick. I'm not saying we have the same brain, but I was in bed last night, drunk, but yeah. Thinking, yeah, I'm going to die in this car crash. Uh-huh. And she's going to have blood that's not so pure as Jesus.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And the toxicology report is going to be liable, and I'm going to have to, people are going to hate her.
Yeah, it's going to be
killing
over.
Me.
Yeah,
It'll be like a Jane Mansfield situation.
Yeah. Yeah, head cut off.
I almost said James Mansfield. I'm pretty sure she's alive. Haven't talked to her today. She's doing okay.
But I mean, I thought about it. I thought about it long and hard, mm-hmm. and very deeply.
White knuckling it all week.
Yeah, I was like, okay. But
and now
also,
that you're here,
but it's done.
We're probably seeing Bianca tonight. Somebody's getting drunk.
But I was like, because I've never been on the 10.
Mm-hmm.
I've never been on the 10. It was the 101 to the 10 the whole way.
Okay, see, if I didn't know that,
yeah,
maybe I would have taken a car.
Really?
You're like, I also don't have a license.
No, I mean, I can't believe you trusted me to do it. There are certain people in our life that I would never get behind the wheel of, or I would never allow drive me long places.
Madame LaQueer?
Yeah. I wish she was in my life. My
I met her the other night for the first
she's
time.
She's really great.
I didn't know who she was.
Well, yeah, because she also lost a ton of weight.
That's the thing. I thought to myself, she kind of does look like Madame LaQueer. And David goes, I think that's Madame LaQueer. And I said, but she's really trim.
Yeah. She has like, she had a wild transformation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you hear people talking?
Yeah, there are people talking over there.
Oh, hi.
Yeah, a little tour. But they love to tour.
I love to tour the motel.
This is a beautiful motel. Now, I've seen it, obviously, but this is really, really something.
Well,
it's really special.
We opened in September, and we've been on tour.
Yes,
I haven't been here since we're open, which is why I walked up to a guest today, like they worked here.
Yeah.
But you know what, though? This is just a lesson. If you walk up to anyone confident enough and give them something to do, they'll do it.
They'll do it.
You treat someone like they work there, they'll work there.
Well, if I, like, throw my keys to somebody, will they just think they're my valet?
They'll catch them and get in your car and drive you somewhere.
That's
yeah.
What I'm, okay, maybe I should try
can
that on the way home.
Catch? Do you guys have that kind of relationship where you can
no,
that
we don't
assistant
do that.
Thing where you're like, hold my gum?
No, we're not there. No, it's not. It's not like it's
you don't
not,
spit into her hand. I spit gum in Brandon's hand all the time.
Before I get on stage, I put out my butt.
I've spit in his hand, gum.
Yeah,
I've spit in Venus's hand.
Yeah, I try. I don't like doing that. I will find a trash can.
I don't like it.
I know you do,
but sometimes it's happening. Do you know how many times I've had gum in my mouth on stage during our show?
Seriously?
I'll forget, and then I'm out there, and I'm like,
just swallow it?
I heard that it stays in your stomach forever. I'm scared of that.
No, it does not. It moves through the system. It breaks down.
I need the toxicology report on that. On that, honey. I gotta
tell you. She wasn't drunk, but her stomach was filled with gum.
Filled with... last night, I went to see Andrew Yang's Christmas...
Cabaret.
Musical. Christmas Cabaret.
Cabaret.
And it was so fun. It was Andrew painted up like a actual clown whore.
Yep, clown whore.
Clown makeup, whore little body, couture little dress.
Yep.
And then it's all these porn people, all these drag queens.
Wild.
And it was at Plaza on La Brea in LA, which is or was or believes it is a Mexican restaurant. Because it looks like
it does have
the tables
and everything.
Set up family style.
They are. That is so weird. They don't serve food there. They certainly don't.
No, and they should. I wish
well,
they did.
Yeah, I guess so.
That's one of my favorite things about going to like a Hamburger Mary's. Sitting and eating.
Eating. But eating in drag does not, to me, that does not, like it's not dinner theater. We're not at medieval times. Unless we can throw our burgers at the dream. You know what I mean?
You want jousting.
I want like.
Two drag queens on bird scooters running at each other with canes. Two drag queens.
With walkers. I mean, that would be fierce. I don't know. Actually, Hamburger Mary's food is not that bad.
No, not at all.
It's not that bad.
Shout out to I think they're called Brittany Fried Spears. They're fried pickle spears.
Oh,
they're
fucking
sickening.
I love those. Those are really
fried
good.
Pickles.
A little expensive, though. But any food in LA is so expensive. I discovered.
Eat
here.
I
had lovely
motel.
Pizza.
How was your pizza?
It was great.
Wasn't that great?
And the cookies were lovely. Oh, there's some more. Oh.
Ooh, yeah. This looks good.
Yeah, I'm gonna have that one.
Yeah, we.
The pool is fabulous.
The pool is borderline hot.
It's yeah, it's pee warm. It's fabulous.
It's piss warm.
Yeah,
it's you get overheated.
Yeah, it's lovely.
It's amazing.
It's lovely.
It's actually really weird to jump in a pool and feel absolutely no shock of like cold.
It's super strange. Yeah, it does feel like a tub. Have you ever peed on yourself in the
at
tub?
Night, at night, it's warmer in there than it is outside.
Actually, it is now. Like you get out and it's a little chilly. Have you ever peed on yourself in the tub?
In the bathtub?
Mm-hmm.
While it's plugged?
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. We're not peeing on ourselves. We're not sitting in the pee. That's like some Call Me By Your Name shit.
They pee on each other in that movie?
No, but they might. But I'm saying like in the sequel, I called you by your name.
And you peed on me.
Yeah. No, like I'm going to eat your cum peach. It's sort of like I'm going to sit in your piss water. Do you know what I mean? It's a little like.
Eat my cum peach and sit in my piss water.
Sit in my piss water.
Yeah, you old boot.
Yeah, come down to the Pink Lotus and sit in my piss water, honey.
This is the.
There's a.
They're eating cum peach. Oh my God.
There's a tub here in the Flower Power Room that is bright candy pink.
Okay.
And I would love to piss in there. If I'm going to piss in a hot tub, that's. If I'm going to piss in a tub, that's the one.
Now, why?
Well, because if you're going to do something, you do it right.
Okay.
Same reason.
Because the water looks pink in there?
Well, it's just like a hot, hot, hot pink bathtub and then just freely letting loose my borderline green pee, tinged that, brown pee.
Well, remember the dehydrated, like, when I did the first pee in the bathroom here when we got here?
Yeah.
Oh, she was like pumpkin spice. It's disgusting.
Shooting out of your fucking disgusting. Shooting out of your wiry gray bush. You got more hair on your dick than on your head, you no. Bald old bitch. You old wired bitch.
You piss sitting tub ass bitch.
You piss sitting tub ass little bitch.
Come peach eating bitch. Fuck.
Oh my God, he's probably like, God, are they yelling at me?
Oh my God.
Oh, see, look, cleaning the pool with go-go boots on. That's the kind of staff we got here.
Wow, go boots. You really know how to train them here.
Honey, when they start work here, they put on their little professional outfit and I say, that.
Do you do interviews or do you just get drifters who wander in and you just put a name tag on them?
Apparently, I walk up to guests and I tell them what to do.
Yeah.
No, we interview people. A lot of the people are from hospitality. I mean, we have people coming from, people interview from Disney. People interview from, some people are hotel professionals. Some people just love the Trixie Motel and they're like, I want to work at your motel. So we have a lot of people
you have a lot
to pick
of
from.
Diverse people.
Well, we have a lot of people to pick from. We don't just have to pick whoever because a lot of people want to work here.
I mean, I would want to work here. It seems like a sweet gig. You pay minimum wage?
No, we don't pay minimum wage.
Competitive rates.
Yeah, I don't think anybody here is. I don't know. I don't feel comfortable talking about what people get paid here.
Yeah, you don't even know who works here.
So. I don't know what you make here.
We were talking about an internship.
On the way here, we tried not to talk about anything that was. We tried to get things out that we wouldn't talk about on the pod.
Right.
We talked about
sex
people's
and money.
Salaries. Yeah. We talked about. Some things I saw at the drag show last night that I wouldn't repeat.
Right. Yeah. Insider trading stuff.
I was slack-jawed. Some of the things that were said and done. Pete Vermeil was there sitting next to me and I was like, well, I got really drunk.
You got really
so
drunk.
Everybody's mildly reacting and I'm like, like, I don't know what I was doing. I was like doing theater. And then Pete was like, the PR nightmare.
Oh, that right.
It was
right.
Plaza though.
Yeah, I mean, it's a little enclave.
I've seen some, I hope this isn't a read, I've seen some good old drag shows there.
The classic drag.
The proper, put on the gown, put on the ballad.
Do the old Gaga girl.
Give them the good old Dance era Halloween Express costume Gaga.
Yeah, the 50-year-old woman in a $10 catsuit.
Yes, give me like, unshaved arms, pockmarked skin. And some of those glasses that say like Gaga.
Yes.
That's what I want.
Just say what it is. Say what it is.
Say what it is. A good drag is tired. You know what I realized last night?
Well, good drag is so common these days. Like it's not
common enough between us, but.
Well, I didn't say that we did good drag.
I said that we knew where to find it.
Yeah.
I said that we could. The best thing about it is.
We could if we don't want to.
But we don't.
Well, no, we do theater.
I went to 3 Christmas things this week.
What'd you do?
I went to Andres Regal Christmas party.
Okay.
On Monday.
And what was that?
You had to bring an ornament to trim his tree.
Okay.
And he had ornaments from over the years of all his parties.
Oh, that's cute.
Ornaments. Foliage.
Did you bring the cum peach ornament?
Well, I was like, oh, this is kind of funky. David got like a parachuting Santa. That's wacky.
Uh-huh.
And mine was like a vintage turtle dove ornament. That's wacky.
Yeah.
I walk up to his tree. About half of them were cocaine themed.
What?
I was like, oh,
drug themed?
I was like, oh, my ornament is tired. One of them was a go-go boy, a beefy muscle queen ornament. One of them was like a Coke ornament. One of them
what do you mean a Coke ornament? One of them what did it look like?
A pair of dentures painted.
Oh, that's fun though.
Yeah.
That's fun.
It was really cool ornaments.
Ornaments. I got a tree. I love it. I love to trim the tree, but it's fake. It's a faker.
Yeah, nobody wants a real
who's
tree.
Who's dragging pine needles into their homes?
That's something. That real trees is something invented by Dyson to get you to buy vacuums.
That, you know what? That's true. That's like why Listerine created halitosis.
Absolutely. No,
it's true though.
You think?
No, it is true.
Babies were invented by Pampers.
Obesity is not real. Halitosis is a myth. It's all made up.
Obesity is not real?
Obesity is like a term that was like coined by the barometric.
I could see you making this shit up. You little liar. You little fucking lying bitch.
You cum peach eating ass bitch.
Call me by your name. We still have to see the cannibal movie.
Bones and all.
Bones and all.
Bones sticking out.
I've seen that and the whale right now are having racquetball responses of good and bad. David, did you see the whale yet?
Did you see that? Are you going to see the whale? I'm not going to see it either, but in order
I wanna to see it.
I do not want to patronize a movie theater in order to see it. That's
Hong
one
Chow.
Thing. I don't care. She's in everything though. She was in The Menu. She served.
Yeah, literally.
The Menu.
She was a server. She was a server. I
she
wanna
see. She served. It's so fierce.
We talked about it in the car, but I was watching the commercial, the preview.
For the whale?
It's Hong Chao crying, and she looks fucking gorgeous.
Yeah,
crying.
She's such an incredible
crying,
actor.
Crying. And then you have Brendan Fraser going, "People are amazing." And I was like, okay, this movie's gonna be fucking crazy.
It's I don't understand why Darren Aronofsky made it though. Do you know what I mean?
And what movies did he do?
Requiem for a Dream.
Birds of Prey?
No. Requiem for a Dream, The Wrestler, Mother, what else did he do? He's like one of the, he's an auteur of our time.
Doing wacky movies.
Yeah, doing like, I mean, they're all always like a challenging sit. You know what I mean? They're not exactly feel-good films.
Are they crazy?
They're crazy. They're
How crazy?
They're crazy and unforgettable.
On a scale of Requiem for a Dream to Please Baby Please, how crazy?
They're crazy. Like, but this one is strange. Like, why would he make this film? I don't understand it.
Is Requiem for a Dream ass to ass?
Yes.
Yeah. I've not seen it, but people always talk about that.
It is so disturbing to watch.
Okay.
He puts his characters through hell. They go through hell.
I go through hell touring.
but this is like, so. It's such a head scratcher. It's such a head scratcher.
Do you like LaToya Jackson? Do you like LaToya Jackson?
Yes.
You do. Okay. Yes. Okay. What else? Let's take a break. What I want to know about LaToya Jackson, we're back, is
Darren Aronofsky should have
cast LaToya
as the whale. Yes, and not used a fat suit
and Brendan Fraser as Hong Chao.
Thank you. And Hong Chao as just an ethereal spirit that inhabits each person. I don't know, something.
Well, maybe there's a through line, okay? Because think about it. Downsizing? Hong Chao's in that. It's about getting little.
Yes.
The whale? It's about getting big.
Big.
The Menu? It's about feeding.
How you get there.
Hong Chao is telling stories of her own.
It's a trilogy directed, ghost directed by Hong Chao.
Absolutely.
And the meaning of it is only accessible through viewing all three films.
I would watch
in a row.
Hong Chao, if you're listening to the pod, come down to the motel. We'll give you a stay. I love her.
She is electrifying.
There's something
She's
there.
She's electrifying.
There's something there.
She's electrifying.
She's electrifying.
Which is, and now, as someone of that caliber talent, now in Hollywood, you never know because the choices people make, you never really, it's such an unstable, unpredictable career, right? Like, someone of her caliber, why they're choosing to do The Whale, I can't really know.
Well,
I can't really know.
I think we talked about this. Did you see Downsizing?
No, not yet.
Mary, this is like her first big film.
Yeah.
I remember watching it and being like, okay, I guess it's Kristen Wiig, I guess it's Matt Damon, I guess it's whoever. Who the fuck was that bitch?
Because yeah, she was
turns.
Yeah.
She bends everyone over in that theater. She spreads their ass cheeks and she puts her tongue up in their ass with her acting. Her acting tongue up their art ass. Their art hole ass.
She rims those fuckers.
Well, that's the thing about Andrew's show. About 75% of the people at that show had a fist inside them at that moment, including the people off stage.
Yeah. It's a wild crowd.
It was a wild crowd.
They've seen and done a lot. And I think a lot of people have seen them do a lot.
Yeah.
You know?
If you want to know where I was last night, I spilled three drinks. And I only had two.
The whale. I can't get over it. So I need to see it in order to like have a valid discussion of it. But Mary,
should we go to the drive-in? They have a drive-in here. I wonder if they're showing the whale at the drive-in.
The movie looks so depressing, and it looks so like it's just cloying you, like just trying to get you to cry and trying to get him an Oscar. You know what I mean? I hate that shit.
Well, that's how everything is now.
Yeah, you got to put on a fat suit or make yourself ugly, put some bad teeth in, and then like grovel and snovel in front of the camera.
You get Frances McConroy down here. You give her a weird mole, and she plays like a disenfranchised French woman, and it's like.
Yeah.
You have to see this movie called The Letter. It's always something like that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The Letter.
Yeah. The Whale.
The Girl.
Yeah. The Wrestler.
The Whale. The Pig.
Yeah.
The $1 Million Baby.
Now that was fierce though. She ate her own tongue.
That's a sickening movie.
Yeah, that is really, it is totally sickening. Like sickening.
I makes me sick. Cried so hard when she gets unplugged.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I just ruined the movie for everyone. Sorry, when she unplugs her iPhone cable. Sorry.
In the first 10 minutes of the film.
Mm-hmm.
We watched a Christmas movie last night, fell asleep, supposed to go to the cabaret, mm-hmm. didn't make it. But the Batman Returns, it's a wonderful Christmas movie.
It is a Christmas movie. I love that they're lighting the tree and that girl falls from the rooftop and she's like.
I remember first watching this movie and I've seen it many times. Every time. That she dies.
She dies.
I hate
that. It's pretty dark.
I feel like it's mean.
What is she called?
It's very mean. The Ice Princess.
The Ice Princess.
Yeah, it's mean.
When I did the Christmas Holosley Spectacular, Sonique was in that.
Yes, she dressed like that. I immediately got that reference. It was so, so smart and fun.
That movie is so good.
It's so good.
Michelle Pfeiffer. That pink house. The black spray paint.
Nobody can do it like her.
Nobody.
And is we're led to believe that she's this mousy, unfuckable, like you know, spinster kind of lady in the first bit.
Uh-huh.
And she's so hot. She's gorgeous. She's so hot.
They're making believe.
Yeah, yeah. But her acting is so good that she's selling it.
And then she's in that super 90s glossy red lip.
Yo, yeah.
With the metallic, yeah. Like black blue smoke eye.
Yep. It's so fierce. It's so fierce.
I wonder if it's latex, what she was wearing.
I think it's vinyl.
It must have been so uncomfortable.
She's talked about it. Yeah. I think she was very, very skinny. And I felt like she was probably starving the entire production. You know what I mean? Yeah, she was, because it was like, I think it's just stretch, shiny vinyl though. Which is, and she had a corset over it though.
Christopher Walken sickening in that too.
So funny. Max Schreck.
I also love the scene where she's in the department store with the whip. Yeah. You know, she had to take real whip.
That's real. That's a real take.
Have you ever seen that TikTok?
No.
It's on TikTok. It's her doing it.
Yeah, she really did it. She really did
three
it.
Three in a row.
Yeah, she really did. The production was like cheering when she got that take.
How did she learn to do that?
Because people learn. It's like your thing, you learn, you know.
That looks really dangerous though.
It is dangerous. You could poke your own eye out. Easy, easy, easy. Yeah. It's fierce.
Does everyone gay want a whip? There's something about whips that's sexy.
Well, whip cracks are like inherently gay for some reason. I don't know why.
Meatball did an eyeshadow palette with Hip Dot a couple years ago, and one of the shades is called whipcrack.mp3.
That's that's so real.
That's so real.
What is that? It's like.
Oh.
What is that?
Last night.
Oh, God.
At the show, Andrew said, oh, just so you know, forget her name in the show, but she's like, I kind of have her come out of retirement because she's a very famous pageant girl.
Who?
And I forget who it was, but Andrew was like, I asked her to do this pageant number. You better believe she came out and did that. I'm every woman going into, my lashes are this, my chicken, because I'm a true diva. Uh-huh. Get on up!
The whole thing.
The whole thing.
Fuck.
Hit it over to the fat lady sings. But it was all these kind of like muscly people who.
They didn't really get it?
It wasn't, people with muscles, it's not that they don't know about drag, but. Real faggots?
Yeah, they'll know.
They know the words to that
yeah,
song.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. They know.
So everyone's walking like, uh-huh. Mm-hmm. And I'm A, drunker than everyone in the room, I think, at this point. And I'm going, it ain't over. So the fat lady sings. And then I go, do, 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 do. And like, it was just gratifying. I haven't heard that since like pre-COVID.
Okay.
And it was sort of like, the movies are back. You know what I mean?
The drag queens are back. Yeah,
yes.
Totally. Well, I haven't heard. I mean, I don't. That's yeah. That could have been one thing, like a cultural thing that had gone away forever. Seriously,
yeah.
Like seriously, because those people could have died off during COVID.
That song really is.
It's oh
it's
man.
Something. I won't
drag even. Dragqueen.mp3. That's what it is. Shit.
Every drag queen has that number.
Yeah.
I've never done it.
I've never done either, but it was always in the show.
Always.
Either Lakia or Misery did it, and we were always in the dressing room going.
because it's so many whip cracks. It's like, and then there's sections where it's like, like, what is that?
It's, I mean, I don't know, especially also for bachelorettes who don't like
have,
they have no idea and they're not going to appreciate it.
They want Katy Perry,
yeah,
California girls with lollipops on the titties.
They want I Kissed a Girl. It's so bizarre.
By the way, I should mention, it's a little empty back here. One, the guests who are here are in the lobby. And two, check-in's not till 4.
Three, I did diarrhea in the pool. We got to get it drained.
Get on up. People don't know about the power of that song. I wonder when they made it, like, if they knew, whoever mixed that and had all those cracks. If they
Joella Pussy.
Oh. Does that person work?
You know about Joella Pussy?
What? They had a pink shirt on. Yeah. Okay. Oh. Well, they could be fans. People who work. Do you see how he talks to me?
It's really abusive.
Horrible. Look at David's leg. Can we talk about your leg?
I know. I know. I'm sorry. I don't mean to gaslight David because he is the one being abused. Clearly.
David, you want to come say hi? Come wave?
Show the boot. Get the shoes, baby.
Get the shoes, baby. Get the shoes.
You should beat him to death with that boot, David.
Come into frame here.
Hello.
Feature the boot.
Yeah, wait.
What do you have to say to your fans? You're on HBO Max now. Oh.
Yeah. Congratulations, by the way.
Thank you.
Yeah. That's fierce. HBO Max, that's fierce.
Well, I looked it up because I'm always crunching the numbers. Discovery Plus, of everyone, okay, they surveyed everyone who has streaming services.
Okay.
9% of those people had Discovery Plus.
Okay.
39% of those people have HBO Max. So we basically have another premiere at a network 4 times the size, basically.
It's incredible.
So it's great.
HBO Max is the shit. It's amazing. It's where I watched Batman Returns on last night.
It's the home of Vigilantes.
Vigilantes?
Watchmen. It's the home of Watchmen. David got drunk the other night and put it on in bed. He put it on in bed. And I
Did
said,
you watch it?
I said, I'll fucking watch this.
The movie. Yeah. I watched Dune. I got surround sound speakers. I watched Dune the other night. The whole from start to finish.
David like put it on as a joke and I said, I'll fucking watch it. Call my bluff.
Did you love it? It's great. I mean, it's really good.
See, Vigilante, Zack Snyder. The director, Zack Snyder.
What's the Spanish?
Gabriel taught me that Vigilantes is Watchmen.
Okay, okay. You Zick should watch Snyder. It dubbed in Spanish. Maybe you should do all the languages.
Well, I am fluent now.
That's true.
By the way, I was at my house the other day and David was gone and I had marijuana and I was like putting it in my finger and lighting it. And I was like, I'm Walter White. I'm fucking Walter White. Although he never did drugs. He never did drugs. Or sell them.
Once you start manufacturing meth in your little pool house back, then we'll start talking about Walter White. Yeah, yeah.
Oh my God.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Well, what do you think? Do you like Palm Springs?
Yeah, I like, so I'm not like a big vacation person. I like my whole life to be a vacation. Do you know what I mean? No, I know. I saw it coming.
But, I was going to say, I was like.
Interesting. So what's the alternative? Working? You certainly don't do any of that.
Yeah, I was like, so you're so lazy that you won't go to work and you also won't even relax.
No. Like, I don't want to like, I don't, you know, like a getaway. I want my life to be the getaway. Do you know what I'm saying?
Well, I don't like going places for fun.
No, I don't either. It's stressful.
David's always like, we should go on a vacation together. I'm like, we've been gone for months.
Vacation is stressful.
But we love Palm Springs, of course. We love the motel. Yeah. But like, the Peaches Christ has a wedding in April.
Okay.
And it's in Mexico.
What dog is marrying that?
There's a lid for every pond.
Wait, is she getting married to, to what's his name?
Hi. Sorry, we're yelling.
It's okay. It's not a convent.
I know.
It's a motel.
People are sleeping. We make this so tranquil.
It's 2 p.m.
Oh, yeah.
It's 2 p.m.
Well, I'm hungover, so I'm thinking about sleeping.
I got to say, you handle a hangover very well.
Well,
I'm impressed.
Because you know what? There's no sympathy for people with hangovers. It's not polio. You know what I mean? You can't be like, can you help me? I'm hungover. It's like, no, bitch, get up and get your life together.
I see what you mean.
Ask David how much sympathy he gets when he has a hangover.
Zero. Less than fucking nothing. I mean, he's legitimately injured and you're kicking that boot.
Girl, this is what happened to him.
You're kicking that boot. I saw it.
Oh, he was injured the other day. I made him go all the way to Alhambra in California with me.
What the fuck?
To pick up that bar, that leather bar on a broken foot.
That's mean.
Well, I don't have a license and someone had to drive.
Are you going to get a license?
I am.
You are. Are you scared to drive? I feel like I'm the only person in LA who's reasonably afraid of driving.
Well, the reason you should be afraid of driving is because you're the one in the car. But also, when I drive with, like,
what?
Amy, Andrew. We know people who are wild drivers.
I know, wild. Wild and crazy.
Brandon Lim drives very safe, but listens to, like, I don't know, like, LA Public music? Radio, that's classical music.
You find that that's the bad thing?
Well, it's like, in the back seat, it's like a collection of items, and then, like, you know, the car smells like marijuana, okay. But then he's listening to, like, fancy rich music.
Okay.
And it's like the dichotomy of that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean, it's the marijuana smoke is, like, the most concerning part of that, but...
Is driving on weed illegal?
You're not supposed to do it, but there's no way to test for it.
Oh.
You know? Like, they're not going to pull you over and give you a piss test.
Is that why LaGanche is always sort of, like, jumping off stuff because she can't drive? So she's like, I'm just going to have to leap there.
It's the most efficient way to travel.
I have to pick up my prescription at CVS.
Well,
now, I got to tell you, you live up in the mountains now.
Yeah.
Do you feel like you're far from, like, CVS and all that?
Well, there's a store up there. There is a store up there. And
is it one of those, like, it's like borderline, like, good old fashioned general stores?
It's got the general store, like, charm, but it's an actual supermarket. It's actually pretty fierce. But I'm not that far up there because sometimes you go up there and you get really windy, 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 and then you go through a gate, and then it's like, if you needed to skip town, good luck.
Good luck.
Good
Girl,
luck. You know what I mean?
When we go to Vanderpump's, we have to remember how to get there every single time. It's the Pentagon.
And also, sometimes those places, those stretches of the hills or whatever, don't have, like, reliable reception. That's really scary.
How do you call an Uber up there?
Sometimes you can't. I've been...
Hang glide.
I've been in the hills and, like... I'm the only person on the sidewalk, and you just automatically, if you're not driving, you look very suspicious.
Now, your yard, you post pictures of your yard a lot. It looks like it's almost like an incline.
Yeah,
it's like down the mountain.
It's a hill.
So if you got a hang glide, do you think you could hang glide off the mountain?
No, I could zip line, though. We're thinking about doing either a zip line or a water slide to the street.
Are you kidding? Okay.
But it would be, I mean, a zip line would be cool. It would actually be possible to the porch.
You got to get a hot tub.
Yeah, we're going to get a hot tub.
One of those giant barrels.
A cedar tub.
Yeah, like just a big root beer barrels.
Exactly. It's exactly that. But I was thinking about getting a cold plunge.
What the fuck is that?
It's the same thing, except it's with, like, ice water.
You want that?
Well, do you know about the cocaine thing?
Okay, I've done cryo, and so I know that it has, like, many benefits.
It has incredible, like... benefits to doing it.
Good for a hangover.
Excellent for a hangover, but excellent for everything. But the problem is you got to stay in that bitch for like 20 minutes.
I'll say this.
Who's doing that?
About drinking and cold. The only thing I miss in the winter, when you're hungover, stepping outside in the winter and having the cold air hit your face, it's revitalizing.
I'm sure a hot shower feels like shit.
It does.
Yeah.
So then being hungover, hot is not the move because you're dehydrated.
Right.
Heat, your body's like, no.
Yeah,
it's that Drake meme of like.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Do you think Drake is hot?
I don't.
There's men in Hollywood that I'm like.
I don't.
These men who have these pussies blowing up.
Oh, yeah. Pussies lined up out the block, down the block.
Drake?
I don't get it. But I don't get a lot of, like, there's some.
No, by the way, not like, I'm not saying he's ugly. No, I'm saying heartthrob, like I jerk off to him.
I think it must have something to do with the voice and the music then. You know what I mean?
Well, that type of music obviously has a lot of, like,
it's
sex appeal to it.
It's pussy juice music.
Yeah.
Yeah, it gets the juices flowing, drip, drip.
Yeah.
They throw those bars in the studio and then it's drip, drip.
Rap is a world that is pretty much...
unknown to you?
Yes, but ever mystifying.
Okay.
Incredible.
Yeah. What, you don't like any rappers?
No, I listen to rap music sometimes. Mm-hmm. Missy Elliott, for example. Yeah. Love her.
Yeah.
My mind can't even begin to wrap around like the production and the creation of like that type of music.
Yeah.
The closest thing I've ever seen is like... One time I did a song with Todrick and I saw him like, he sent me a demo of him like tapping on a table and rapping along to it. And that's like how his songs start, as like really? He kind of drums on a table and raps to it.
Huh.
And I know Bob will make up like verses kind of ahead of time and then perform them.
But that's how I get my bowel movements going. I tap on the table. Sorry.
People freestyle rapping?
Oh no, that's crazy. It's
like
poetry.
Improv meets rap meets...
literature.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, you're spontaneously producing poetry.
Yeah.
It's in it, like the rhythm. And they're like, I love the bravado of it because these rappers get like, I mean, it's like those cheesy, like, I'm going to battle you with dancing.
Oh, like
I'm going to battle you with literature.
Like 8 Mile.
literature.
When they're like, you're ugly, bitch, yeah, because you're ugly and you're standing here ugly, bitch. But it's good. But it's good, you know?
It's like sonnets and shit.
Or they're like, this little...
See, this is how hard it is.
That's what I mean. My brain can't... I think
this little bitch tried to scratch the itch.
I feel so white saying this, but I'm like, rapping is amazing. Like, it is. It is amazing.
Yeah, it's like gymnastics, but with literature.
And people love it. But I mean, the people who want to rap, they've wanted to rap their whole lives.
Yeah.
They love it. It's cool. I feel so...
I go through hell rapping. I love to rap.
Honestly, rap is fierce.
Like...
Because when I started DJing, I started ripping like audios of rap songs, like just the voice.
Uh-huh.
So then I have these a cappella tracks of just rap, of like, you know, WAP or like whatever.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And I'm like, wow, when you take away the music and you just listen to the words, you're like, how do these whores remember the words?
Yeah.
Say them this fast.
Yeah. My favorite rapper is probably Kaya. And she's got this song that's not very well known. She's obviously My Neck, My Back fame. And that's her like big hit. But she's got a lot of other wonderful songs. And my favorite one is, it's called Fucking Me Tonight. And she's talking about how you're going to be fucking me tonight because my pussy's better than your bitches. And she says, I don't ever want to leave you because I like the way you put it on me, how you lick down low. Kiss my candy cane, candy rain, drip drop, good to the last drop. Baby, talk to me. You know how my pussy smell. Wait, hold on.
She really is going in.
And you never, I'm going to make sure you never want to go home because I'm going to blow on your dick like a saxophone. Like things like that. Like
that's fun though.
Yeah, super fun. Really, and then Cupcake.
Wow.
You want to talk about creative, outrageous sexuality?
It's amazing.
I saved dick by giving it CPR.
And that's why the gays like rap. They're like, oh, yes, finally my heart is being expressed.
Yes. This like unbridled, like lewd sexuality. And she gets like cartoonish, literally. Garfield, fat cat, fat pussy, Garfield.
She calls your pussy cat.
Yeah, like she goes to places that like are, she goes to Disneyland with that with those sex lyrics.
Yeah,
it's so nasty.
It's the creativity.
It's so wild. It's so wild. But yeah, her songs are they get so gross, and they get like it's she veers into so many little nasty neighborhoods. It's really interesting.
And the delivery.
Yeah,
it's also the delivery. Like Bob did a TikTok recently. I was like, he did my rap from All Stars 3, and when I heard Bob do it, I went, actually not that bad. It's just me. I'm not good at that.
Yeah.
But Bob dude, I was like, oh, it sounds good.
Yeah. No, it's well, yeah, it's the tarantula one, right?
Yeah, but Bob, yeah. And then I said, Bob, I called him and said, I can't tell if you're making fun of me, because it was like a great poet once said, and then he performs it.
Yeah.
I said, I can't tell if you're making fun of it, but when you did it, I thought it was kind of good. He was like, I'm not making fun of you at all. And I was like, okay, good.
Yeah, that's great.
From a drag queen, an earnest compliment, I'm like,
yeah. I saved dick by giving it CPR. By blowing it.
Wait a minute. The last podcast we talked about whether or not we like sucking dick.
Oh, yeah.
I still think about that.
Yeah.
I'm still not sure. David, do I like sucking dick? You see his face? Yeah, you do.
It's taking all your energy to get your fucking nasty mouth off his dick right now,
My eyes when I'm sucking dick, I look like I just saw the deadlights. Pennywise.
She saves dick by giving it CPR.
When I come, I look like like Jack Nicholson in The Shining, frozen in the snow. I'm like,
damn. I don't know if I don't think I'm like, I'm not really into having sex right now.
Sex is tired.
Yeah,
it's corny. It's not as corny and tired and played out as drag.
Yeah, but it's getting there.
Sex and drag though are both kind of
sex in drag. Maybe that's what I'm missing.
It's a little like, you know, we keep adding sequels. Like to a great original.
It's a Marvel movie.
Yeah. It's like, Oh, I watched some Marvel movie. I think I already talked about this.
Which one?
I watched Man of Steel.
Oh, you didn't talk about that. Did you like it? Superman?
Hombre de Acero.
So you watched all these in Spanish?
When we were in Spain, I watched Man of Steel in Spanish.
Okay.
Yeah.
Did you like it? I think Superman is so boring.
I thought it was too. I mean, he is.
Henry Cavill.
Unbelievably hot and a great actor. He's a great actor.
Yes.
Everybody in it was acting their pants off. Diane Lane.
Oh, Diane. What is she doing it?
Right? Diane Lane?
No, the Amy Adams.
The mom.
Oh, Diane Lane is the mom. Yeah.
Amy Adams is Lois.
Yes.
And everybody in it. Michael Shannon is the villain in the first one.
What, is he Lex Luthor?
No, he's from Krypton.
Oh, crypto meth.
Exactly. it was good. It was just, you know, it's just. I'm not interested in superhero movies that are an origin story, because by the time there's a movie, we know what it is.
We know where it comes from.
At least with the Batman.
Yeah.
I was like, thank God we're not doing a fucking origin. Who cares?
Right.
Who cares?
Yeah. Yeah.
So your mom got shot.
Yeah.
And you saw bats.
Blah, blah, blah. Yeah.
Big deal. Everybody's got problems.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, that's true. That's what I liked about Tim Burton's Batman Returns, because it was like stylized, also had a bit of humor in it. Every penguin line is a zinger. Do you know what I mean? It's fabulous.
However, that Catwoman origin story is sickening.
Oh, yeah.
Pushed out of a window?
Pushed out of a window and then licked back to life. She saves Dick by giving...
I think we got it. Hey, come stay at the Trixie Motel. We're booking spring.
Doing my YouTube review of The Room tomorrow morning after I rub my ass on all of the towels.
Are you staying in?
The Yeehaw Room.
It's pretty. We picked the one for you that has a patio.
Yeah, for...
We normally don't let people smoke in here.
Yeah. So if you complain about the smoking tonight, it'll just be one night only.
It's God's perfect breathing system.
Yes.
It's God's perfect breathing system. All right, bye.
Bye, y'all.
'Visit Arizona. Time is measured in moments, not minutes. Like the moment your work stress disappears as you kayak through the canyons. Or the moment you discover the life-changing effects of prickly pear chocolate. But nothing beats the moment you see the Grand Canyon for the very first time. Visit a new state of mind. Learn more at hereyouareaz.com.